Lidia Krylova.
I was an eyewitness of the nightmarish crime committed by the German invaders against peace-loving Soviet citizens. The members of the National Roma Kolkhoz called Stalin Constitution in the village of Alexandrovka. This act took place on 24th of April 1942. In the morning at around 5 o'clock, while we were still asleep, German soldiers stormed into our house and immediately began to chase us out of our beds and onto the street, hitting us with their guns and not even letting us get dressed. We were chased to the edge of the village, to the lake, where the Germans also brought the others living in the village, both Russians and Roma. Then a German officer, who held a list in his hands, began to call out the names of each village resident and divide them into two groups, the Roma to one side, the Russians to the other. The Russians were ordered to return to their houses and stay there. Then the majority of male Roma were separated from the others. They were given shovels and sent off to dig a pit. As that happened, I understood that the Germans were planning something terrible. When the German soldiers then also began to beat the women and children with canes and rifle butts, it was clear. It took just the smallest exchange of words or a child crying for the Germans to lash out again, walloping mothers and children alike with their canes. After a time, we were all led from the lake down the path that runs behind the village. Here the Germans behaved like savages. They drove the women, children and old people as if they were livestock, beating them with canes and whips for no reason. Upon reaching a spot about 300 meters from the village, they forced us to sit on the ground not far from the path until the men would have finished digging the pit. Then, at around 3 in the afternoon, the pit was ready, and all Roma were taken to a barn not far from the pit. The whole area was cordoned off by a large contingent of German soldiers. The Germans herded all Roma like cattle into the barn. Whoever refused or hesitated was threshed and violently dragged along. At around 3 in the afternoon, the shooting started. In front of my very eyes, no less than 70 Roma from our Kolkhoz were shot. Women, children, old people. Before the shootings, the German executioners forced everyone to undress. Some remained in their underwear, but everyone else was completely naked. In this state, they were then herded along from the barn to the pit, some 25 to 30 meters away. Each family was led singly to the pit, and when someone stopped moving, they were smashed with rifle butts and dragged to the pit. Doing the shooting was a single German soldier with a pistol. First, the children aged 10 to 12 were shot in front of their mothers, and then they wrested the infants from their mothers and threw them, still alive, into the pit. Only after all this were the mothers shot. Some of the mothers couldn't bear the torture and jumped into the pit after the little ones, who the Germans had thrown into the pit alive. To stop the children from crying, they were thrown into the pit face down. But not only were the children thrown into the pit alive. I saw with my own eyes how they threw Leonovich, an invalid elderly woman, into the pit. She couldn't move on her own, and her daughters had wrapped her in a blanket and carried her with their bare hands. After all the women and children had been shot and thrown into the pit, the men were forced to fill in the pit. Finally, the men were then also shot. The ferocious massacre of the members of our kolkhoz continued on until late in the evening.